step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Shut up and sit down.
Welcome to the Bricks King Podcast, where I'm going to bend your ear about Lego, review those amazing bricks of plastic, and discuss what is new and up and coming around the Lego world. I'm your minifig host, Matt. Let's build on it. Welcome in, everybody. How are we doing today? We've got another Lego Masters US Season 3 episode to discuss. This time it is episode number 9. So let's kick into it straight away here. This week, the contestants were met by a giant Lego wrecking ball. I'm curious to know what was on the inside of that, by the way. Is it just like this crazy, chaotic structure of technic to hold that thing together? I don't know. Anyway, the wrecking ball. So what they had to do is they ended up getting a mini figure and they had to create a story around it, a build around it, obviously. And then also they had to try and build the tallest castle. Now, obviously you could get towers pretty darn tall, but you also want to try and have some strength to it. Maybe not a ton of strength, but you definitely need some strength to it. So let's go ahead and kick into Emily and Liam. Emily and Liam, they had a build called the Cursed Keep. I like it. It was pretty neat. It had black and green that was supposed to be like this cursed part of the build of their castle. It was so neat looking. And it was just kind of interwoven. And it wasn't the entire castle. It was just on part of the castle. But it really managed to just tell the essence of the story. It was just there with that coloring. It just kind of had this bright, cheery up top, and you know, it had some pink and stuff. And then as you got a little bit lower on the one corner and stuff, how it was kind of interwoven in there, the black and the green, it really made it kind of just this dichotomy between good and evil. It was fantastic. I really, really enjoyed that a lot. The one thing that I did notice, and it was something that did bother me, their tower appeared to be a little short. It wasn't like super duper tiny or anything like that. But if you reckon back to the pirate ship stuff that they did, where they had, you know, they were going for height as far as the sails and stuff like that. Now, they weren't a short build back then, but it's kind of that same vein where you want to be the tall one. You want to be as tall as you can. And maybe it was just the way that it looked, because some of these builds, you had a larger base that was a castle portion, and then maybe the very top, kind of this tower that was going up. You know, they're slender and stuff like that. So maybe it's due to the fact that their build was a little bit taller at the base, that bottom section. So it didn't look as tall as compared to another that we're going to talk about here in a moment. Now, Nick and Stacy were up next. Well, are up next here. They did the Arctic Fortress. This thing was unbelievably tall. Super sharp looking to the naked eye, of course. You know, there's always going to be some things, but we'll talk about it here in a sec. the biggest issue they had right out of the gate was their snowflake, this giant brick built snowflake. That thing had to be like over a foot tall. And as they're wheeling this thing out on the cart, this entire build that they have, you can see that thing kind of like wobbling up top. The rigidity definitely wasn't there. It could have been the thing, you know, just run out of time. We got to get it done because they had the tallest build right there. They had it. And as they do it, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, how many times have you moved something delicate, like on a cart or something like that, and you hit like a tiny little pebble, the tiniest pebble or something like that in the wheel, and things sway and shake or whatever, or some things might break. That's all that was going through my head. Like, God, I hope the floor is clean. I hope you don't have to go over any thresholds. It's going to create a problem. But they managed to get to a certain point, and then that thing just went and crashed to the floor, which you're like, oh God, no, hopefully this isn't, you know, the end of everything. But it looked really nice. I love the ice theme that they went with here. I thought that was really cool. It came across really, really well. Their lava monster that they were having, it looked like it was coming out of the side of the building, where in actuality, I believe it was just kind of attached to the side of the building. That was really cool. Their lava monster there trying to wreak havoc on this tower. I thought that was a really nice touch. But the one thing that the judges harped on, and I noticed as well, once they kind of spun the build, it was naked on the back. It was flat on the back. A whole lot of, it looked like, oh my goodness, the Stanley, Flat Stanley. It looked like Flat Stanley, if you know what I'm referring to, the books and stuff. That's what it reminded me of. I was like, that thing is like flat. It was like two plates thick flat is what it looked like, but I could be wrong. Anyway, it's not the end of the world. But one of the other things, I would have loved to see more texture on the build, on the castle. And there's another build I'm going to talk about here in a little bit that really managed to nail that. So it would have been nice just to have that extra kind of texturing detail. You know, it really sells builds completely in a different fashion, just totally different. It just comes across more appealing to the eye, right? The aesthetics are different. So the wrecking ball hit theirs, and I was totally unprepared for what was about to happen. That thing hit it. Now, mind you, they have white, they have blue, they have the trans lightish blue color that is going on there for this ice tower. And when that wrecking ball hit it, it just went kaboom. And you had all these like yellow and orange. I don't think there was a whole lot of red, but you had all these colorful pieces that had that contrast against the white. Oh my God, it was incredible. It just boom. It was like a lava explosion that came out of it. That sold me. I really liked that a lot. So Brendan and Greg did the Jolly Old Jesters. They had a jester minifig here, and I thought it was really nice. So they have the blue and the red minifig, jester minifig. Straight out of the gate, I was like, yes. Their build was awesome. This is what a castle should look like. Full on, it was gorgeous. The red and the blue, and then also there's some white to it, but the red and the blue that they had that fit the jester, fit the story, fit the theme, it was so nicely done. And it was like, it was a true castle. Others did castles, but this just stuck out in a different way. It was really, really solid. You know, you had, think of it as, if I can't remember if theirs was like a square castle, like the footprint of it was square, but on the sides, on the corners there, they had these little pieces that were kind of sticking out, like you would see on a castle, like these other little tiny towers that are kind of sticking off the main structure and going upward. Those were incredible. The front, even the statues that were in the front on the exterior entry, were incredible details just to see. Just, you could not have wanted a build to sell you more of a story than what this did. It really knocked it out of the park. It was just something that, you know, as this competition has gone on, we've gotten to know Brendan and Greg as the guys that just have it. They just have it. And it just, man, it was really sharp. I loved it. Steven and Steven, they did the Troy's Troll Bridge. Oh my dear God, I want this minifig. I had to go and look. It came from Castle, I believe. I don't know what time period this was, because this is a big fig. It's not a minifig, but it's a big fig. I loved it. I need one. And I actually looked one up. I think it was like $20 on eBay. I don't know. I think I have to pull the trigger on it just because I want it so bad. It's just really, really nice looking. But I will say right out of the gate, what an eye-pleasing build. What an eye-pleasing build. There was just something about the entire build that I really fell in love with it. As much as I like the Jester build, the red and the blue was great. There was just something different about this. Now, Steven and Steven set out, their goal here was for this wrecking ball not to break their structure, but for their structure to break the wrecking ball. Again, we don't know what's on the inside of the wrecking ball. It could have just been like 2x4 bricks, the entire thickness of it. God, that thing must have weighed a ton if that were the case. Just in general, it probably weighed a ton. And just the idea that they set out with that goal in mind of like, you know what, we're going to break this thing. it really was a cool idea. I loved it. So the base of their build, I mean, this thing was solid. It was almost kind of like this cookie slash type hump that was going on, like a Chips Ahoy type cookie, but it was really, really thick, or like a Snickerdoodle type cookie. Yes, I'm hungry. As I'm going through this, I'm like, I could go for something right now. But it was a really thick build. And that must have been the case. Like, they just went and they were just stacking up 2x4 or something like that so that they could get this rigidity. They could get this solid base to try and break this. It was a really nice attempt. The detail on their decrepit drawbridge, oh my gosh, that was so nice. It was like this pinkish color. It wasn't just pink. It was like a magenta type pink. It may have been magenta. It's kind of hard to tell. But they had this decrepit drawbridge kind of like on each side where it almost felt like the world was over type thing, like zombie apocalypse, you know, buildings are destroyed. And you know, you've got the survivor colony that's going on and stuff, and you just have this apocalyptic type atmosphere is what it really felt like. It was a really nice touch. But they had greenery that was wrapping around the building that was going the whole way up. It had flowers on the greenery and stuff. It was a really nice addition to their tower, to their build, to their castle that they had going on. I really, really liked it a lot. When you add those different pops of color and stuff, it's texture, and then it's also that contrasting between whatever, I can't remember the color of their castle, but then you add this on, it's really nice idea. And I can't wait to go to some more shows and, you know, kind of look at things a little bit differently now. You know, I feel like this season I've really taken more of a notice into builds and stuff. I think that's because I have a little bit more background knowledge from being at shows and stuff. But yeah, anyway, but I will say this, when the wrecking ball hit that puppy, that thing, the base held up. When the ball swung down, the ball actually hit that base of their build and kind of had this momentary pause and like flipped backwards slash upward, cause it's a ball, and then rolled across into the rest of their build. I shouldn't say rolled across, but it just, you know, not annihilated, but it took out the rest of the build. And they were so excited that they caused the ball to have that momentary pop where it was like, if you've ever played a sport or anything where you've accidentally gotten hit in the gut, and it's that moment of having the wind knocked out and you're just like, and you can't breathe for that second. That's essentially what I'm thinking happened to the wrecking ball. It was that moment, an immovable object, you know, it just boink, and it just kind of rolled up over top. I loved it. I laughed at it. I thought it was great. And they really did as well. So Dave and Emily, Dave and Emily did the Forest Haven. I loved their build. I loved their castle structure. This is the one that I was talking about had the spire that was kind of higher in comparison to others because their actual base of their build was not as tall, but it was a really, really well done build. The texturing on the outside of it, the whole way up, down on the bottom. I mean, they went into so much detail. And if you stop and think about it, you know, building that base kind of smaller as not as tall, you don't have to build up as high and you don't have to get all that detailing as high in such a bigger area. So they had a smaller height for their central castle build, and then that spire was much higher. But if you think about it, then your spire is only so many inches thick, or you know, in diameter. Well, not diameter because it's not a circle, or a sphere. But it they did such a great job. I loved it. I loved it. I was pulling from there on. I was like, God, I hope they win this. But yeah, Austin and Justin, they did the Wizards duel, the Wizards duel. Immediately, you notice the spiffy build of the Wizards hat. That Wizards hat was like they had taken the minifig Wizard hat and just scaled it up. Like it was almost to a T. I'd be willing to bet it was scaled almost perfectly. It was so nicely done. And it was really a focal point of their build. Like you just really kind of got sucked into it. So I love the idea of their build. They had dueling wizards. And I was trying to think about this when I was putting my notes together and stuff. And I can't remember like a game where it was necessarily like this, but it was almost like this conquest type game that you can imagine where, you know, you're dueling, you're beating up on each other and you take a little bit more ground and then you've got more ground than the other person. And then you're continuing to duel and you may lose a little bit of ground back, you know, ceding your ground back to them. And it was great because you had this almost force of light and darkness that was going on. You had the blue wizard and then the other wizard, I think it was like a reddish color that they had going on with theme red and black. So you had that. You had that idea of this dueling wizard battle that was going on and just all of the little things that went into it with like the weaponry type stuff that was going on. It was just absolutely incredible. The mixture of the colors could not have been done any better. And by far, it was the shortest build. So that is definitely not a good thing. Right, you're building for height. That was one of the things, the main thing that you were going for. You got to build for height. So let's go ahead and let's talk about our winners and our losers, right? So the top two were Dave and Emily, not shocked at all, and Brendan and Greg, which I thought, yeah, I like this build. I think it was a really nice decision call by them, a nice aesthetic that they decided to go with. I'm sorry, but Dave and Emily's build I loved much better. I love the jester idea. I love what was going on. But by far, this was Dave and Emily's was by far my favorite on this episode. Brennan and Greg were declared your winners by the judges. I'm just like, oh my God, Dave and Emily did not win again. Like, what do these two need to do to just like smash you in the face with their awesomeness right now? Hey, look, in the beginning of this series, this season, I was worried. I was really worried. But they have really turned a corner and just rocketed up the charts, man. But Brendan and Greg were obviously the winners. So the bottom two this time were Austin and Justin because they had the shortest build. And Nick and Stacy. Nick and Stacy's, I've already kind of mentioned the same things that the judges would go on to mention, you know, talking about the lack of texture and detail that was on the outside of their build, and then their lava monster being this flat Stanley version, which not hating, just saying that's what it was. So Austin and Justin, Nick and Stacy. Austin and Justin went home, unfortunately. I know. It sucks. It sucks. The Docs are out of here. And but that's what happens. They had the shortest build. And unfortunately, even though their idea was fantastic, I loved it, they ultimately go home. So let's go ahead and talk about power rankings here. Not a whole lot of teams with now with Austin and Justin gone. We're now down to five teams. We're coming to an end of the season super fast. So with what happened this week, I put Brendan and Greg at the top. I think you had to, based on them winning the challenge. They've been consistent. I mean, they slid up the charts from last week. Dave and Emily are at number two this week. I think that was super important for them to be up there just because of how well that they did. I think they should have won, but my opinion doesn't count in this challenge. Emily and Liam, even though they had a nice build, it definitely wasn't where they have been before. They definitely seem to be not on the right track, and hopefully they can, you know, flip the script and get back to what they were doing earlier in the season. And then I have Steven and Steven here at number four. Emily and Liam did not deserve to drop past Steven and Steven in my, you know, perspective, even though their Steven and Steven's build was really nice. I think they were kind of similar, and, you know, trying to break the wrecking ball would have been, you know, it could have been up there. I mean, you could literally say this is 3A and 3B. You literally could. And then I put Nick and Stacy down on number five. Again, coming in there, you know, the bottom two. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. They're struggling, though. They're struggling. So the next episode that is going to be coming up as far as LEGO Masters, they've got a really cool Marvel challenge. Now, my Marvel knowledge, because it's so, God, there's so many movies and so many backstories and stuff. I just don't know enough. But my Marvel knowledge is not great. So if there's references in the builds that whatever they're doing, I may not get all of it. So please don't kill me for it. So that is their next challenge that is coming up. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. I had a lot of fun talking about this. I've found a different appreciation for the show. Some of the fluff in the show, I'm kind of like, yeah, you know, whatever. You know, you can watch it and like you listen in the background. It's like, you know, you're listening to a podcast or something like that. And, you know, you're doing something else. You're listening, but you don't always need to see everything that's going on because you can kind of tell. And then there might be that moment you're like, oh, I got to click back 10 seconds and 15 seconds and rewatch that. Anyway, so I'm going to get out of here. The next episode will be coming up. Until we meet again, I'm your minifig host, Matt. Let's build on it.